Micah Parsons traded to the Packers. Blockbuster news right before the season starts. We have a live reaction. Me, Charles McDonald. See you guys in a sec. Hello, welcome to Football 301, a special little bonus segment of Football 301, a live reaction because Jerry Jones doesn't want it to be boring. In about a half hour, Boise State, USF are about to kick off, and then coming across the news wire or Twitter or Blue Sky, ESPN, wherever you want to get it, Yahoo, Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers for two first round picks and Kenny Clark, and now and also signs a 4-year, $188 million contract. I am here to react live to this big blockbuster trade in every sense of the word with my guy, Mr. Four Verts. What were you doing when I texted you? Let's go live. 10 minutes. Were you up to anything? Man. Did you start your Labor Day weekend? But no, thank you for joining me, Charles. How are you doing?
I was about to, you know, I literally just got off a guest appearance pod with my boy Jason Goff over Spotify, and I was getting some adult goodies delivered to my house. I didn't even have time to finish putting in my credit card information because I see my phone starting to blow up, and Jerry did it. He did the thing that I don't think I would have ever had the balls to do in a million years. Trade Micah Parsons to a in-conference rival. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm still betting Cowboys fans. I know that.
Oh man, this is after Luka. I mean, they got you know Cooper Flagg as well. Yeah. I know that's not too bad. But no, this was. I thought the whole time that it was just going to be all right. Jerry doing his thing. He's going to trade him or assign him the week of the first game. Like you know, you're seeing all the signings happen. Terry signs with the Commanders. Trey Hendrickson signs back with the Bengals. All right, here we go. Let's go, Micah. Let's get it done. And I mean, it just seemed like a trickle. Like it just seemed like a little, hey, this is actually a little bit more live than we realized. And then we saw some reports this morning, including Adam Schefter and others, that actually, yeah, no, the Cowboys are taking calls right now. Like the phone's actually open and they're taking offers. And apparently the offer was two first rounders and Kenny Clark. We'll start with the fun side of this, before we go into Cowboys tiers, Cowboys fans tiers, the Packers have now acquired Micah Parsons. They have acquired that sure thing pass rush without giving up one of their other young pass rushers, which is also interesting. Give up Kenny Clark, who I'll talk about more with him on the Cowboys side. But how do you feel about this for the Packers? Does this change your perception for them? We, I think, all had them as division champs anyways. Now, are you thinking beyond that? That's what they think. Do you think the same thing, Charles?
This is like if you couldn't get the cornerback that I thought they needed, like this is the next best thing, right? Someone who makes a cornerback's life a lot easier. And not only that, I mean, Micah Parsons is a guy who, as we saw last year, when he came back from injury, like he can be like a driving force for everything that you do on defense because he's so explosive. He's so talented. And he just is kind of wired in a way that lets him get the absolute most out of his physical gifts. And now you get to put that onto a defense that did need it. Like they did need pass rush help.
Yeah.
But then you start to think, well, Rashawn Gary didn't play up to his standards last year, but we know at his best, he can be a 10 sack guy without Micah Parsons. So now if he has better blocking opportunities and less stuff coming his way, maybe he'll see more one-on-one reps or just spots where he can get more pressure on the quarterback. You know, Lucas Van Ness has been a guy that they definitely want to see more of. Now he can get a spot where he gets to play in better matchups because of Micah Parsons. I mean, this is just like the ultimate equalizer for a team like Green Bay. And I just am stunned that the Cowboys let something like this go. Yeah, I do feel like as millennials have gotten into, you know, our careers and we've started referencing pop culture events from our past, you hear a lot like the Peter Griffin Family Guy bit where he's like, oh, you know, anything could be in this box. And that's kind of what draft picks are, right? Anything could be in this draft pick. It could be a Micah Parsons, but you have Micah Parsons right now. And the chances that you draft a player ever again, your whole life that will be as good as Micah Parsons is so slim. It just doesn't make sense to trade him for this little. I mean, Kenny Clark's he's, I don't think he's a player he used to be, but I mean, he's okay, but he's about to turn 30 this season, man. Like, what is this?
Yeah, that is. I was interested what the player was going to be. I thought it would be a young player. That's what just made sense to me. Maybe that's just, but nothing makes sense in Jerry world. I'm trying to find the tweet, but Adam Schefter had a tweet about right before this was about to happen. I think it was 29 players have started their careers on with three Pro Bowls or four Pro Bowls or something of that sort. And Micah Parsons was and every single one of them played their fifth year with the same team that drafted them. Micah Parsons is going to obviously be the first that's not. But like you're saying, it's like, yeah, this is 29 players, 30 players, and it's 50 years, 60 years that you can even just refer to like on just a couple sets of hands. No, Parsons is one of the few true defensive player needle moving, like not just in the sense of like, oh, yeah, he's a good player, but actually every offense, no matter how good the tackle is or how good the offensive line is or how good the offense is, they have to account for him. They have to have some plan against Micah Parsons and what he can do every single snap. And it's not like the rest of the Packers defense is weak. It's a defense that a few of us had a top 10 defense going into this. This is before Micah Parsons. That's what's just so crazy. Right. This is the guy when he came back in the second half of last year, and you keep referring to this because it's so true. He came back and tried to will the Cowboys to the playoffs, even with Dak out and everything. He's like, no, I got this entire team on my back. He's used to not having corner help with some of the injuries they had last year. Yeah.
He had 11 sacks in 9 games coming off a high ankle sprain. Like, what the hell is that? That's superhuman stuff. How many players can you know, like, at age, what, 25, 26? First ballot Hall of Famer. There's so few of those guys in the history of the league. I don't know, just to let go of him. And wow, like the Cowboys defense now without Micah Parsons. And the thing is, I did the inside coverage with Andrew Siciliano last week. And we were like, man, like trading Micah is crazy. But I said, I don't think you can do it. And Andrew said, you can do it, but you had to do it before the draft. So you could draft someone to help you today. Like these draft picks are a year and 2 years down the line. You got Kenny Clark, but
you're punting on this season already. Deal.
I mean, it's I just don't care. I don't care, man.
Yeah, maybe punting or throwing a screen on this season if you want a different football analogy. But that's, you're right, because it also soften the blow. Well, Jerry doesn't care about PR. Well, he does, but he doesn't. No. But also, this is the same guy that said, "Oh, they're all in," you know, and then you're trading away really your best player. Like, as much as I love Dak, is your best player. CeeDee Lamb's a hell of a player, but this is your best player. This is the biggest needle mover on your team. I'll stay with the Packers real quick. Optimistic about the defense. I think this keeps the, the NFC North and NFC is wide, wide open. Even with the Eagles probably on top, everybody else is wide open. I mean, just a big glut. And I really like the Packers' chances. I like where their offense was at. It was just hopefully the defense. This is going to have, so with Kenny Clark gone, Carl Brooks gets a play. I really like Carl Brooks, maybe opening up snaps for him, but also is probably a good sign for Devontae Wyatt, former Georgia Bulldog, who has had flashes and they want to give more run. You know, this is the Packers thing. They take forever to play these guys. So that's a optimistic sign that they're like, no, we have enough D-tack. I mean, this is also why our friend Justice Mosqueda has to eat a hat, because they kept a whole bunch of defensive tackles like on cut day. It all ties together.
I forgot about that.
Because that's what he said. Yeah, that was his bet. Just looking at the rest of the defense, like defensive line's got depth. You know, maybe some of the stuff against the run, but the hope is that, Parsons is so disruptive. They have enough. Right. They have great linebackers. We're super high on them. And then DB is just the corner situation. But the middle three safeties, Evan Williams, Bullard at the slot, McKinney at the other safety spot, that's really good. So the spine's really good. Maybe a little soft against the run, but Wyatt might be an uptick player. They might have some other guys that kept 5D tackles, like we said. So, all right, moving on to the Cowboys part. I know we've already you're just geared up, ready. what do you think they're at this year? Okay, where do you think they can they make the playoffs? Do you think with this defense? Do you think this makeup of this team? And just talk about this year. Do you think they can make a playoff run with Kenny Clark as a run stopper in theory? Because that's what they need badly.
I mean, there's still a scenario where the offense is so good that they make the playoffs and potentially win a game. I mean, we've seen a lot of teams like that over the course of the league. That wouldn't be all too weird. shoot, Matt Ryan lived that for, you know, 15 years, basically. We'll score a lot of points. We'll give up a lot. We'll get bounced like round two.
We're playing the dome.
Try to do strategy, man.
Let's go.
For making everyone a little bit more angry than they were the year before. You can never quite get the big one. But man, they just made the margin so much slimmer because the best case scenario that I saw with this defense when they had Micah was, okay, you get Micah back into camp, you're going to be pretty bad versus the run again just because you don't have the interior stuff and you're small at linebacker. But, you know, if Trayvon Diggs gets back to a point where he can be a productive player, you've got Deron Bland. Yep. Those are guys who can capitalize off of like the pressure that Micah brings. And now you need Donovan Ezeraku, the second round pass rusher he took from Boston College, had like a big rookie year, which is not fair to ask, and he's a solid player,
but he's not big either. So it's just, it's literally big, but you're also seeing a role big.
Right. As a role. So, and you lost to Marcus Lawrence this offseason. So, and you weren't able to replace them with the picks like before the draft. That's the part that's so baffling because now you're just so thin up front. And yeah, Kenny Clark, he's better. He's the best defensive tackle on the team. But if you look at his contract and what the Packers paid him when they gave him that funny money contract extension recently, like a year or two ago, they can get out of that this year. And there's a reason for that. I mean, his play has kind of been on decline. I know that he's only 29, 30 years old, but that's a guy who ended the league when he was 20 years old. So there's a lot of tread on those tires. It's not, this is 9-10 years of defensive tackle play in the NFL that you just traded Micah Parsons for. And the first round picks, when they get there, they're probably going to be late unless like Jordan Love suffers an injury in one of these seasons. So I just can't believe like they left themselves that thin. And I would just want to know, like from Jerry's perspective, what, without Micah Parsons, what about this defense do you feel good about? Because even if you're looking at, okay, Kenny Clark and Odighizuwa, you could still get gashed with that duo, you know?
They're both disruptive players. They're not stout players. And they're white flagging on Mazie Smith, it seems like. You know, they there's one game last year. I think they played the Giants that he had like one good game, but that was it. It's not even like flashes with Mazie. So no, but I was looking at, I was going to refer to Reggie White on this, but that's funny. That's the thing was it can be a disruptive duo, Odighizuwa and Kenny Clark, but there's nobody to shore it up. If they had really good linebackers, I like Jack Sanborn, you know, but it's like, he's like, fine. It's not like he's Fred Warner behind him to like kind of shore that up. And then if you're going to have disruptive interior guys, you need really, really stout edge players. You know, you got to have a balance of this. And that's what, it's just one of those where it's just, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul, you know, that's what it just feels like here. It's just like, they just taking away one thing and then filling one hole and one opens up. It's just one thing and another. They draft an offensive lineman. Great. And they need running back still. Like, it's just every part of this team. They get George Pickens. Sweet. That's awesome. All right. They still have a left tackle, you know, like, because Guyton's hurt. It's like they just can't just keep figuring it out. That's what it just feels like. Cowboys, I know Cowboys fans are frustrated with all this, but the thing, we talked about Kenny Clark. It's very frustrating. It should be more, especially in this more NFC. Like, this is actually an NFC that they can make a push in. Like this is one where this, I just can't reiterate enough. This version of the NFC is one you just want to make it to the dance. You know, like, you just want to get a chance at this and like maybe you can go on a run because I do think it's that wide open. So that's why it's weird for me, the Cowboys, to kind of not stand pat, but really just take a sideways move. I think even just for this year, it just feels weird for me. Maybe they're just saying like, hey, next year is our bear shot, but I don't know. The only thing I refer to history wise is
thinking that far. I don't know.
I know they don't. So that's the thing. It's like, it's not like it's a long-term going like, wow, if you look at next year's class, look at this. You know, like, there's none of that. I don't give them that benefit of doubt of that. They're a good drafting team. I'll give them that. Unless it's not defensive tackles, apparently, or guys from Michigan.
If they were thinking this far in advance, they would have traded him before the draft when they could use the pick on a player who could help them this year. When you are spending so much money on offense, Dak's paid, CD's paid.
And you say you're all in.
About to get paid. Like, you guys are all in. Why are you waiting this long to do it? That's the part that shows they don't have a plan with any of this stuff. And I don't know what part of this process ticked Jerry off to the point where he was willing to do this, but it seemed like from what he was telling us and what the reporting that we saw, where he was trying to negotiate a contract for Micah Parsons without his agent. something that would never, ever, 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 ever happen in the current climate of the NFL for so many reasons. Why? Like, I don't understand how he worked himself to the point where he could do this when it seemed like he was just doing this. It's like petty reasons, right? Oh, well, we had a handshake deal. Well, you should have got it signed before TJ Watt signed his deal. Now the circumstances have changed. So, yeah, I don't know. I was about to tell him to get bet, but I won't say that.
It's so true, though. Like that's exactly what it is. It's just he was operating on a different timeline, it seemed like, to everybody else. And the all signs point there a little bit when the song and dance kept going at the beginning of camp, and all the Cowboys players were like, "Hey, Jerry, stop." And like, that was very telling to me that they're all like, "Hey, this is different. This is different than your usual one." Like these guys, I don't think Mike is going to let this one go, just reading from the outside in. 22 years after Reggie White signs with the Packers. And of, you know, less than a decade after Khalil Mack gets traded to the Bears for two first rounders, a sixth and a third. Would you rather have a sixth and a third, or would you rather have Kenny Clark? That's a mystery box. It could be anything.
Mystery box.
It could be Yoso Odogizua.
God. Oh man, Cowboys fans. Like there's a brief second in time where I almost felt bad for Dallas fans. Almost felt bad for Dallas fans. I mean, but hey. I've lived the offense with my pass rush your life. You'll talk yourself into a lot of dirty, terrible things, and we'll be here.
There's gonna be some wonky NFC East games. Some really good defenses and some really good offenses going against some bad units on the other side. Giants Cowboys
is fun.
Yeah, Commanders Cowboys is really fun. How about Giants Cowboys will be really good defense, good offense, and we'll see offense versus we'll see defense. So we'll see.
Jackson's NFC's our breakout wide open.
Game. Probably. What is it? Is it like week six? Like that actually might be like a perfect time for him to get dropped in there. Don't have to worry. It's week two, so not as fun.
Week two. Next one? Things can go really poorly in week one.
Week 18. You never know. Dang. All right. But no, that would make a good one. Thank you all for joining us. Crazy, crazy day. It never stops in the NFL. I was watching Kenyon Sadiq, tight end from Oregon. He's sick. So that's what I was doing when this trade got dropped. But no, thank you for joining us here at Football 301. This was a little live reaction. We're going to be doing live shows soon, actually, starting after week one on Sunday. Me and Charles, who you just heard there, Charles McDonald, Mr. Four Verts. And then we'll also be back next week, Tuesday, with an awards preview show. Then MVP, all that good stuff, division winners, Super Bowl winners, all the fun stuff. And then Thursday, we'll be previewing week one. Ton of fun stuff on Football 301, including these live shows. Thank you so much for joining us here. I'm Nate Tice. That is my guy, Charles McDonald. See you guys next time.